Oh, absolutely not. People are furious about it. We've had people contact us, and rightly so. I mean, to stand waiting for a bus and it not to turn up. I mean, it's called public transport for a reason. It is to transport the public. And people expect that when there's a bus scheduled, they rush, they get there on time, they're waiting, and then it doesn't turn up. People are going about their daily business. They might be going to work. They might be going to the doctor. They might be going to see somebody in the hospital. They might just be going to their local shop. Whatever, it doesn't matter. They are all important things and matters to those people who are standing waiting. And for buses not to turn up. And for it to happen, you know, I suppose you might say anything can happen once. But I think actually for public transport, it should never happen. But this is happening now on a continuous basis. And people are just losing trust, if you like, and they don't actually know whether a bus is going to turn up or not. And it's just not acceptable. We have contacted Busairn on a number of occasions. And we get lovely letters back and very apologetic and all of that. But really, what good is that to the person standing at the side of the road? And I suppose one of the things, Claire, that I'm really concerned about is, you know, we're looking at coming into winter. What sort of a contingency plan have they in place? I mean, children will be going back to school in just over a month. There'll be a greater need for drivers. And, you know, we need to hear, because it doesn't, all the excuses in the world are absolutely useless. What we want is a contingency plan in place so that if somebody doesn't turn up, can't turn up, for whatever reason, and there are many reasons that can happen, that there is a backup plan, a plan B. And it seems to me there's no plan B. There's no contingency. It's let's hope things work, and if they don't, well, toughen, and we'll try and do better next time. But I don't see any evidence of trying to do better next time. We need to hear that there's contingency plans, that there's plan B, because people will be sick. People will not be able to turn up to work for different reasons. Something will happen to a bus. That's life. But public transport means you must have a service for the public.
Busairn has stated that a recruitment campaign is currently underway. Are their hands not effectively tied until such time as they get more drivers on board?
But look, Busairn provide public transport. That's a huge responsibility. So you need to plan ahead for something like this. And, you know, the fact that this hasn't been done, that's no excuse in its own right. As I said, it means people are left standing at the side of the road. People don't get to work. People don't get to doctor's visits. People don't get to visit somebody in the hospital or whatever they have to do. And that simply isn't good enough. We're trying to get people onto public transport. We're telling people, get out of your cars, use public transport. What is happening is driving people away from it. So Busairn, as a company, have a responsibility to provide a service. They have not provided that service. And while I understand there are issues, nobody is minimising that, they still have a responsibility to provide the service. And, you know, if they're telling us that now they are trying to hire new drivers, it's too late for all those services that people have missed. And that's not acceptable.